ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم my dear community members, brothers and sisters, Ramadan Mubarak from all of us here at MCC. I welcome you to join us today in our Ramadan fundraising on behalf of the MCC Board of Directors. I wanted to give you a little background on why we are gathering here tonight online in these unprecedented times. As you know, our masjid, our Muslim community center, has been closed since the start of shelter in place for us to congregate for prayers. But mashallah, this community center is still working behind the scenes in ensuring you are provided with amazing online programs like talks from different scholars, Quran and Tafsir classes. Our pantry is serving more than 150 families every week, and many other services, which in a few minutes you will see our board president, Brother Shahid, go over. Then inshallah, Imam Tahir will follow with asking you to support MCC, and we will then have a small talk by Imam Zaid Shakir. But first of all, let me please welcome Qari Amr in starting us tonight with recitation of Holy Quran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم ابتغاء مرضات الله وتثبيتا من أنفسهم كمثل جنة بربوة أصابها وابل فآتت أكلها ضعفين فإن لم يصبها وابل فطل والله بما تعملون بصير أيود أحدكم أن تكون له جنة من نخيل أعناب تجري من تحتها الأنهار له فيها من كل الثمرات وأصابه الكبر وله ذرية ضعفاء فأصابها إعصار فيه نار فاحترقت كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون يا أيها الذين
آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نذرتم نذر فإن الله يعلمه وما للظالمين من أنصار إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعم ما هي وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير ليس عليك هداهم ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم وما تنفقون إلا ابتغاء وجه الله وما تنفقوا من خير يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله. الحمد لله ما شاء الله جزاك الله خير. السلام عليكم everyone. My name is Shahid Constantino. I am part of the board of directors here at MCC. I wanted to start off today thanking every single one of you for taking time this afternoon to come to the fundraiser. I know many of you have supported us throughout the years in many of our Ramadans. We've asked for donations, and alhamdulillah, here we are again, like Sister Humair said, in a bit of strange situations. You know, but may Allah reward you for and your families for all the contributions you've made before. And we're hoping that you'll be able to do again the same today. Past Ramadans, when we've done fundraising, we've basically asked the community for zakah and construction funds. Obviously, zakah are the funds that we collect and we give out locally to folks that are in need in our community. The construction fund is the fund that we use to enhance our building. But today we're doing something a bit different and something we haven't done at MCC for quite a while. And that's to ask for operations funds. These are the funds that we use for most of the day-to-day activities and services that you see at MCC. And by far, probably the most popular of those activities and services we have at MCC or that applies to the most people are our classes and our halakas. Interestingly enough, this is also the area where we need the most help. Our programs are very popular. Alhamdulillah, they're very well attended. Our afternoon programs, our classes have over 200 people that attend them. If you've ever been to MCC on a Friday night, you know that the MCC Navigators programs for the boys is very popular. And also our building also hosts the Rahma program for the girls as Ramadan Rahma Foundation. It's a busy happening place, but alhamdulillah, it takes some funds to keep that going. And if we've been able to do that, alhamdulillah. A big part of that is to be able to hire the right teachers and the right staff to make these programs happen. It takes a lot of dedicated folks, a lot of planning, a lot of, you know, coordination to make these classes happen and to make these programs happen almost year round. Or Quran program or Quran classes run about 10 to 11 months per year. The Navigators program also runs pretty much throughout the entire school year. And when these programs run, you get, you know, some mashallah, some amazing and beautiful benefits. If you look at the picture in the bottom right, that's Qari Ahmed there with us presenting a certificate to one of the students that graduated from our HIPS program. And there's there's a lot of mashallah, very beautiful and heartwarming stories that come out of these programs. A lot of the youth and a lot of the students that are in these programs build a real attachment and a rapport with the teachers. But the reality is that most of these programs are subsidized. So what that means is that we do charge for the programs, but on the back end, MCC does support the programs with subsidized funds. So we take donations from the community, and we make these programs happen. A lot of that is through subsidized funds. Another area that's heavily subsidized at MCC is a lot of the services that we provide. There are a lot of services that we provide at MCC to the broader community, to folks that have all different sorts of needs. Folks that are in all different sorts of situations when they need a place to go to, when they need a number to call, when they need help with a specific matter, a delicate matter. It can even be something like a burial. We have somebody at MCC who's a staff member whose responsibility is to help community members go through the step when a loved one passes away. Again, those are all staff members and folks that we have to take our operation funds and staff MCC with in order to be able to do things like that. one of the very interesting things and very amazing things, alhamdulillah, mashallah, that we've been able to do in the past past couple of months very actively, is our food pantry. Anybody that's been involved with the food pantry has seen it kind of start from a very small closet at MCC where we had just a handful of boxes of food. And we had folks from the community come every once in a while to pick up, to the operation where we have today, where, alhamdulillah, I think most, the large room in the back area at MCC adjacent to the fire exit, if you were to go at MCC, I don't have a picture to show to share with you in the slide, but I've been there and I've seen it, is pretty much full with food. And we've been able to, alhamdulillah, in this Ramadan, deliver food to over 700 families. So to put together a program like that, to be able to run a pantry like that consistently and, you know, and with professionalism, every weekend we deliver food and we allow folks to come and pick up food at MCC. We did that in the month of Ramadan. It takes a lot of coordination, a lot of time, and a lot of effort. We do have, alhamdulillah, a lot of volunteers with help that help us with this, and we're very grateful to all of them, especially a lot of folks have stepped up during this time of need and helped us with the pantry program. But again, it needs a higher level of coordination up front, and we can only do that with paid staff. And there's many, many other programs that most of the community members don't take advantage of, but they're there and they're very important. We have our youth counseling sessions, spiritual counseling sessions with Sheikh Rami that youth can sign up for. I mentioned the burial assistance. We also do a variety of community programs. Sometimes you might have seen in the MCC newsletter, interfaith programs. MCC is also a voting site. And in the past election, we were a voting site. So there's many things that we do at MCC that require constant staffing, constant effort. And we can only do that by supporting that from our operations side. On the flip side, perhaps the most popular and attended programs are MCC and that you might be familiar with are our lectures or workshops or events. We've hosted many, alhamdulillah, local scholars that live in this area at MCC. We've also hosted quite a few international scholars that come to MCC. To be able to keep hosting in these events, we have to invest in them. And the investment that we've made in these events in the past has, again, come through Operations Fund. Sometimes we get questions from the community, well, you know, why do we need to invest in these events? You know, these events have a charge associated with them. But again, after the event takes place, when we crunch up the numbers, most of the time, the vast, vast majority of time, the events don't break even. We're not, quote unquote, making a profit on these programs. We have to invest in them. We do take some funds from the community for registration for the events, but we also have to put in a good chunk of funds from our operations funds in order to be able to hold these events. Indirectly, I think it is important to note, when you support by coming to these events, coming to the lectures, coming to the events, we not only supporting MCC, our community, but you're also supporting some of these scholars that come to MCC. Lastly, I don't want to take too much of your time, but at the backbone of it all, last but not least, is the building itself and the associated day-to-day expenses. Everything that we've talked about up to now requires that the building be run professionally. And alhamdulillah, you know, we have staff at MCC that do a great job of making sure that our building is run professionally. You see there on the slide, on a little sticky note on the slide, some of our typical expenses. I mean, our expenses are upwards. These are just day-to-day expenses, you know, things that we can't get away from. Utilities, HOA fees, cleaning, landscaping. We've tried as much as we can to cut down some of those costs, but some of those costs never go away. I know, good luck to us or to anybody trying to not pay property taxes. Or HOA fees. It's something that's not going to happen for us, right? There's literally no way around some of these expenses. And that's why we're coming to you today with an urgent need. The need is urgent for us because, like many of the masajid in the Bay Area, we have seen a steadily and very, very sharp decline in donations to our operations fund. Most of the donations that we got for the operations funds were walk-up donations, folks, or on-the-spot donations, folks that come to Juma or come to MCC, drop off a check, or use one of the terminals there, the credit card swipe terminals at MCC to place a donation, put some money in the Dropbox. Little by little, that added up to quite a significant amount of money that helped us to every month keep going with our operations funds and replenish our operations funds. And unfortunately, that's not there anymore. to add to that, our tenant, the school next door, who we collect rent from every month, has been severely impacted by the shelter-in-place order and by the lockdown. They are not only a school, but also a daycare facility. They're a Montessori school, so they also have classes under kindergarten. And they haven't been operating for a while. And I can tell you that, you know, we felt that. We've seen that reflect in the rent that we get from them. So not only have our donations significantly declined, but also we're not getting income from the folks next door, from our tenants. And only Allah knows how long this is going to continue. You know, I think folks that have watched the news, I've tried to keep up with the news a little bit, just so I know what's going on. Most of the time when I see coverage about religious institutions, they mention that the religious institutions are classified under stage three, and stage three will happen in, you know, Lord, only Allah knows how many months. So we might be in this situation for quite a few months. So that's why we're coming through today, because we have an urgent need to raise $125,000 this Ramadan. What are we planning to do with that money? That's a lot of money. What we're planning to do with that money and do is do a lot of planning and a lot of budgeting to make sure that all the funds that we collect in Ramadan are used equally and evenly as needed throughout the year. We're trying to build a buffer. We're trying to keep our programs, our classes, our services. We're trying to keep the building running by doing some planning, allocating some funds throughout the month so we can keep going. Now, I'm coming up on a 10-minute mark, so I'm gonna end quickly and turn it over to Mem Tahir in a second. How can you donate? The easiest way that you can donate is go to mcceastbay.org/donate. Some folks ask us, is it safe to donate? We don't even run the donation website, to be quite honest with you. It's run by a payment processor called Forte. It's one of the most well-known and secure payment processors that are out there. When you put your credit card on the MCC website, nobody actually sees it. We don't have access to it. You can feel secure. You can, you know, feel safe and secure that you can go to the MCC website and donate. If you have other means of donation, if you'd like to donate stocks or assets like a car, or you want to make some sort of alternate arrangement for your donation, you can use our pledge form that you can find at mcceastbay.org/pledge. One last thing for everyone on the call, if you can, please try to contribute as you've contributed to us in the past. And if things are tough and you find you can't able to contribute like you can contribute in the past, we humbly ask that for every family that's watching, if you can contribute $250, that would be great. But again, that's not really your starting point. We're hoping to get folks to contribute and help us meet that $125,000. So with that, I will turn it over to Imam Tahir, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. Once again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure being in all of yours company by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am reminded time and again by friends when I do my tafsir, oh, we see you every day. And I said, well, it's beautiful that you get to see me, but I unfortunately do not see you. I'm staring into a little camera, into a little hole, but I see all of you with my heart. As I am being reminded that I'm speaking to the MCC community, honestly, the image that comes to my mind and to my heart is that of me walking into the masjid in Ramadan, a little before Salatul Isha. And for those of you that may recall, and when I would come there, I used to have this little spot on the right-hand side in the second or third row in the corner. And I'd just sit there, and then to my left, I'd see the people coming into the masjid and filling the masjid until Salatul Isha would begin and Salatul Taraweeh would, you know, happen after that. Again, we're being reminded, you know, our dear sister Humaira reminded us a little while ago, Brother Shahid reminded us a few moments ago, the reality is that this Ramadan is very, very different. For some, this Ramadan has been very challenging. They've been alone. They have been out of many, many supplies. And for others, this Ramadan has been an amazing one. You know, just being able to spend time with family, making iftar at home every day, not having to commute to work. Situation is different for everyone. But we are alive. Life continues. We remain in gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the iman that He has given to us, the shelter that we have, and many of us in the Bay Area who have tech jobs, you know, we're working from home. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remain closed, probably unprecedented that in history, that every masjid on this earth, for the most part, has not been able to open up to full capacity. It might have been, you know, this might have been the situation in a certain area, in a certain country, in a certain region, but in the entire world, probably unheard of. But, you know, our iman is in our heart. We find Allah wherever we are. Right, wherever we are, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see Allah. Allah sees us wherever we are. Our ibadah, right? The earth has been made a masjid for us. So wherever we are worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the same rewards, brothers and sisters, the same rewards that Allah has been giving to us for attending the masjid regularly, inshallah, He is giving to us for being at home. Now, with that said, Brother Shahid so beautifully reminded us that the programs at our masajid and MCC specifically continue. And unlike some other masjids, MCC has actually been very, very busy during the course of this month of Ramadan. And unlike many other masajid, which, you know, started a lot of online activities during Ramadan or after the shelter in place, MCC happens to be one of those communities that has been, you know, ahead in terms of, you know, just everything comparatively speaking, that, you know, they've had online programs all the time. Personally, many of you know, I'm not comfortable with online programs. And Munir, may Allah bless him and reward him and grant ease to his father. Ameen. Munir would always, you know, when I'd walk into MCC or when I'd go to MCC and he's not there, he would specifically instruct, you know, the people that he, you know, volunteers and say, well, when Imam Tahir does his khutbah, make sure the recording is not on. He doesn't like to be recorded. And then once every few months, he'll kind of very nicely, Imam Tahir, are you sure you don't want to be recorded? There's people who want to, you know, and so this was MCC. MCC has been recording. MCC has been sharing live for so long, you know, for well before all of this had even begun. So MCC is, I wouldn't say light years ahead, that would be an exaggeration, but alhamdulillah, ahead of the curve in terms of other institutions and doing a lot of amazing things. Brother Shahid reminded us, and it's no, you know, it's no secret that during the month of Ramadan and at other times, people generally walk into the masjid. When you walk into the masjid, you're inclined to drop a 20 in the box, 100 in the box. You've heard an announcement, you've heard a lecture, you go to the mohid screens and drop in 500 or 1,000. Being in the masjid, the vibe is, of course, very different than us being at home. And so we're naturally, the masjid is struggling. You know, we were just reminded a little while ago, and myself earlier on a phone call, that the tenant next door has not been able to pay the full rent either. And you know, that may continue for the next month or two, or maybe even longer. And so MCC, brothers and sisters, is an institution that we call home. Our children find solace there. Our children's Islam and Islamic identity will be built through this institution. So with that said, and I want to begin, and I don't want to take a lot of time because Imam Zaid is waiting and he is going to speak after me, inshallah. Do we have our first donor or contributor tonight for $10,000? I'm not exactly sure how, if you want to make a contribution, how you are going to share your contribution. I have a point person that will be telling me whether the contributions are coming in or not. I'm assuming they're making the donations online. Brother Shahid, Brother Salman, can you help me out with that? That was one clarification that I missed, and that's my fault, so my apologies. But do I have our first donor of $10,000 tonight? Yes, I am going to be doing a fundraising style. This is how it works, and believe it or not, it works. Inshallah, it works. Now, of course, the onus is on all of us to be as generous as we can. Do we have our first contributor tonight for $10,000? We need our first donor tonight for $10,000. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Right? Those that have are in the front are always in the front. And if we are in the front, if we are amongst those who are first, inshallah, our dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that may Allah always make you amongst the first. May Allah always make you amongst the first. You know, there's an individual who was just very recently sharing a story with me, and he said that I would go to all these fundraisers and I could only donate $100, and I'd see all these people raising their hands at 50 and 25. And he goes, every time I go to a fundraiser, I'd make dua to Allah and say, Ya Allah, I want to be one of those people. I want to be one of those people. And he said, SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered my prayer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me amongst those that gets to be one of the first few, if not the first ones, to raise their hands at a fundraiser. And it only came from a dua. So on this blessed day, at the time of iftar, inshallah, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our first donor happens to be one, our first few donors at $10,000 a piece, inshallah, happen to be ones who are always the first at every fundraiser, inshallah, and that Allah returns their favor back to them. I'm being reminded that all donations are being monitored. I will let you know as soon as the donation or pledge comes in. Do we know where the pledges are going? Is there a specific phone number or something on a screen? I'm assuming that happens to be the case, that I'm just not able to see. But I'm hoping that there's a centralized place. Pledges, okay, thank you. Pledges, please announce that pledges can be made by going to mcceastbay.org/pledge. So if you were to go to mcceastbay.org, Masjid's website, /pledge, you can make a pledge there or you can make a donation. Do we have our first individual at $10,000 tonight, inshallah? We need our first individual at $10,000, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, right? We are a blessed community, inshallah. We are in a blessed time, in a blessed place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, and this was one of the, we do have one. We have one. Takbir. Say Allahu Akbar. Say Allahu Akbar, brothers and sisters. We have one. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalaqa. Say Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward that individual and that family who has given. Do we have, I'm going to keep a little count here myself. I apologize. You know, this is kind of new to me myself. I have my phone here. I have my notes here. I've got my little pencil here. I've got my camera here and computer here. And I'm not used to doing this. I'm used to seeing people raise their hands. So I'm learning myself. Do we have our second individual, inshallah, at $10,000? Second individual at $10,000. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. I was just sharing this in the tafsir last night, in my tafsir sessions, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you give something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word khalaf in Arabic means to be right behind you, like right behind you. Literally, as soon as you donate, it comes right behind you. Do we have our second individual? I don't want to be spending a lot of time here. I need to move on. Do we have a second individual at $10,000? Okay, we have a second individual at $10,000. Say takbir. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalaqa. Say ameen. Say ameen. Alhamdulillah. We have our second individual at $10,000. Do we have our third at $10,000? Do we have our third at $10,000? Just bear with me for a second. I'm in the middle of sending a message as well. Do we have our third at $10,000? You know, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam reminds us that there are 10 promised paradise. While all of the Sahaba, inshallah, will go to paradise, there's 10 of them that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam specifically mentioned and said that these 10 will go to paradise. We are hoping that between our 10s and 5s, we can get through our 10 and then make a specific dua for these individuals for them to go to paradise. Do we have a third individual at $10,000? I'm being reminded once again that please go to mcceastbay.org/pledge to make a pledge, or go to mcceastbay.org to make that donation and contribution as well. Do we have our third individual at $10,000? We need our third individual, inshallah, at $10,000. Say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Times are tough. I know it's not easy. I know that it's a difficult time, and we want to make sure that, you know, we want to do the right thing. Do we have our third individual at $10,000? We need a third, inshallah. We need a third individual. We need one more individual. Right? Open your heart, brothers and sisters. You can make it happen, inshallah. Allah will reward you back in return. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whosoever brings one, Allah will give them ten in return. And that's the bare minimum, inshallah. If there's a $100,000 payment that you have to make, if you want to make a $100,000 payment on your mortgage, if there's something you want to buy and it's close to $100,000, give that $10,000 for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that $10,000, right, inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. For that $10,000, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you. Allah will bless you, and that $100,000, that need of yours for $100,000, will come through, inshallah. I'm being told go to /donate for online donations. And /pledge is for stock donations, mail-in checks, and asset donations such as cars. Okay. By the way, please, we're all learning through the process. Okay. No one's at fault here. No one's at mistake here. We're all learning through the process, inshallah. I need a third individual. Brothers and sisters, we have our Abu Bakr tonight. We have our Umar tonight. Do we have our Uthman tonight? Do we have our Uthman? I need one more 10,000 before I move on to the 5. My time is running out, by the way. I only have about 7 or 8 minutes left. So I really need your help. Okay, khair, inshallah, we will make this a little easy and move on. Do we have our next, do we have our first at $5,000, inshallah? Please, please go online, make that donation, make that payment, and then we can go from there, inshallah. Do we have that first $5,000 tonight, inshallah? First individual, first family at $5,000. We need at least 2 or 3 individuals if you can. Now, by the way, the reason I'm moving on is because my time, mashallah, takbir, Allahu Akbar, takbir, Allahu Akbar, takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahumma ati munfiqan khalafa, say ameen. I was just told that we have our third $10,000. We have our third $10,000, alhamdulillah. We have a third individual at $10,000. Do we have a number 4 at $10,000? Do we have a number 4 at $10,000? Right? Do we have a number 4 at $10,000? We have our Abu Bakr, we have our Umar, we have our Uthman, we need our Ali. We need our Ali. We make dua to Allah for the next individual who gives us $10,000. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their home like that of Ali and Fatima radiallahu anha. May they have harmony like that of Ali and Fatima radiallahu anha. May they have children the likes of Hassan and Hussein, who served the ummah and who did amazing things for the ummah, and who were remembered and who will be remembered until the end of time, who were beloved to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We need a fourth individual. Brothers and sisters, I'm sorry, but we need a number 4 at $10,000. We need our Ali tonight at $10,000. May Allah make your family like that of Ali and Fatima radiallahu anha. May that, you know, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need a number 4 at $10,000. We can make it happen. Someone there can make that pledge, make that contribution of 10,000, because they want their home and their family and their children to be successful and to succeed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know you're probably already making that contribution. I'm going to move on. You're probably typing in your credit card details, so please continue to do so that we can see that pledge and we can see that contribution come in. We move down to $5,000. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to spend a lot of time here. Do we have 1 or 2 individuals at $5,000? Can you please go ahead and go online, mcc.org slash donate, was it? I can't remember. If you go to the MCC's website and go to the donate tab, you can make that contribution there. We need our first few individuals at $5,000. Right? The masjid is only coming out to you because it needs your help, right? Generally, the masjid doesn't come out to us for funds to run the masjid, right? Normally it's for other things. So, you know, we're coming out to you so that you can be as generous as possible for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, takbir. Takbir. Say takbir, brothers and sisters. Allahumma ati munfiqan khalafa. Say ameen. Say ameen. We have two pledges for $5,000. Do we have one more, inshallah? If we get one more, we'll get the odd and then we will move on, inshallah. If we can get one more, I just need to get one more text message that says we have a third individual. By the way, these tens and fives, we are still within the category of the 10 promised paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us. In fact, this was what I was just, as I was reciting my juz a little while ago to my son. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Right? Allah says, whoever gives a loan, right? A qard hasan for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Allah will multiply it for them multiple times. Right? Allah wants a loan from us, right? This is Allah saying that, you know, give me a loan and I'm going to give you paradise in return. Right? I'm going to give you paradise in return. قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Right? قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ لَهُ. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expand the risk for whomever He wants, and Allah will withhold it for whomever He wants. We want Allah to expand His risk for us. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand His risk for us. We're reminded to the hadith of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنْفِقْ يُنْفَقْ عَلَيْكَ. Spend and money will be spent on you. Spend and money will be spent on you. Do we have, inshallah, one more? We need one more individual at 5,000. We're still waiting for that 10,000, by the way. The dua of Ali and Fatima radiallahu anha for that 10,000. We're still waiting for that 10,000. We have two 5,000. We're still waiting for one more 5,000, inshallah. I'm going to move on to the $2,500 mark. I know my time is running out. If someone can send me a text message and remind me and let me know how much time I have, I'd appreciate it. We, inshallah, are moving down to $2,500. We need a few individuals at $2,500. Allah reminds us in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. O people, remember the blessings of Allah upon you. Hal min khaliqin ghayru Allahi yarzuqukum min as-sama'i wal-ard. Is there any creator other than Allah who gives rizq from the heavens and the earth? Is there anyone but Allah? Is there anyone but Allah that gives rizq? Right? Is there anyone but Allah that gives rizq? I'm receiving a text message that says we have a matching $5,000 donation, which I'm going to assume means that we need one more $5,000 in order to get that $5,000. So we need one more $5,000, inshallah. We have one. We still need one more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Right? It is Shaytan who reminds us of poverty and towards lewdness, right? Towards fahsh. Brothers and sisters, don't let the Shaytan speak to you. If you are worried, okay, if you are worried that things are not going to work out, that you may lose your job, this tonight is your security. Tonight, security is for the sake of our children. How many a times do I get to come to Sunday school and the masjid is full? I mean, that's the life of the masjid. Your children and my children regularly at MCC learning, not just learning Islam, but living Islam. This is their identity. You know, I was telling my children, and I've shared this story before, not too long ago, once I was leaving the masjid after Salatul Jumu'ah, and I was telling my children that you have no idea, you know, what a great role this masjid has played in your life and continues to play in your life. And the amazing khatibs that show up week after week, right? And that costs the masjid money, by the way. The amazing khatibs that show up at our mosques week after week. My children get to go to the MCC for the khutbah and they get to listen to a khutbah given by a renowned scholar, a national, internationally renowned scholar who has ilm, who has piety, who speaks to them in a language that they understand, who speaks to them in an accent that they understand, who uses phrases and who uses examples that my children can understand. Do you know what that means? That means that inshallah, my children and your children are going to be Muslim for life. What's the price for that, brothers and sisters? What's the price for that? I was telling my children that you won't appreciate for a very long time what this means. You won't appreciate this, but someday you will, because I look back at the masjid and the masjids that I grew up in, the community that I grew up in, and what a positive impact those mosques have made in my life, right? Those mosques and those communities and those people have made in my life. Do we have anyone at $2,500? It is kind of difficult. I'm not able to see the donations come in. So if you are making those donations, please, please continue to go online and make those donations. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah says, we haven't attained any goodness until we spend out of that which we love, right? Give. You know, I was talking, I'll share two examples and then I'm going to move on. And if someone from MCC can text me and remind me how much time I have left, I'd appreciate it. I was talking to a brother last week. It was Monday or Tuesday evening, and I happened to run into him somewhere. And he has a very small startup, and may Allah reward and bless him in his startup. I asked him, I said, and he happens to be in a service-related business, and times were tough. In fact, it's so tough that there was talk of maybe even, not shut down, but just the startup not doing too well. And so I asked him, I said, Eamon, how are things? You know, just as a conversation. And he said, you wouldn't believe it, but because of COVID, our business has doubled. And you know, I just sat there, just gobsmacked. Like, Allah gives rizq, brothers and sisters. And when there's people struggling during COVID for rizq, but Allah says, if I want to give someone double their rizq during COVID, I can do that. That's my job. That's my domain, right? That's my domain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's my domain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. I was talking to someone else, and this was just 2 days ago, 3 days ago, on Friday, I think. And he said, you know what? I'm sitting at home, and I'm making more money sitting at home than I do when I go outside. Because he goes, I'm more focused, right? I'm more focused. And I'm like, subhanAllah. He goes, you know what? And this is him telling me this. He goes, this is when you learn that it is Allah's job to give rizq. It's our job to make an effort, but Allah doesn't need for us to run around to give us rizq. Allah can give it to us in any which way possible. And so put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we have anyone at $2,500? Brothers and sisters, you know, if there's one thing that I'm feeling really, really, okay, jazakallah khair, I was told 10 minutes, okay. If there's one thing that I'm just really, really saddened about, and honestly, it pains me, usually, when when Asif Bhai texts me, or Parvez Bhai, Zahir Bhai, they text me and say, Mam Tahir, we want you to raise funds today for our bathroom project. You know what that means, right? That means I'm coming to the mosque. I'm coming to the mosque. And I get to see all of your faces. I get to see my beautiful brothers and sisters. I get to see my Afghani uncles. You know the place where I sit at the mosque in MCC for Isha? There's a few Afghani uncles around me. You know, they probably don't even think I remember them. But if you're watching this, or if you're the child of one of those Afghani uncles or grandchild, tell them I remember them. You know, they sit there. And I'm reciting my Quran, and we salam each other, and they lay out their shawls and rumals, and I get up after Isha, and I talk to people, right? I talk to people. I get to see your faces, and believe it or not, brothers and sisters, you know what's really, really painful in all of this? I am sitting in an empty room at home with a camera in front of me. And that hurts because that's not how I envisioned how things would happen. I'm grateful, don't get me wrong, but I'm sitting in an empty room. I'm literally in an empty room right now. There's a laptop here and there's a camera here. I'm staring into a camera. Like, I'm literally speaking to an empty room right now. Of course, there's angels here from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I wouldn't be here right now if our masjid didn't need us. Brothers and sisters, I need everyone that happens to be online right now to go and make at least $1,000 donation. I want you to go, you know, if you have been able to, if you are still able to make that $10,000 donation, please make that donation. If you're able to make that $5,000 donation, make that $5,000 donation with the intention that may you and your family and your children never be deprived of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're able to make a $2,500 donation, please make a $2,500 donation. But right now, I am specifically asking for all of us, every single one of us, despite it being a tad bit difficult, to go online and make a $1,000 donation. Right, to make a $1,000 donation, just whatever it is, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I have a text saved and I'm not going to share it. Jazakallah khair. I'm sorry for being emotional. It's not easy. I'm not used to doing this. Parvez Bhai just texted me and said, "We are with you." I know you are. All of you are with me. I know you're all with me. But it's just weird. I'm sorry to put it like that. It's just weird speaking to an empty room. You know, that's not the masjid for me. That's not Islam for me. That's not my community. I just want, I have a text message saved somewhere and I'm not going to go look for it, but it's from MCC. I made a fundraiser donate announcement last year at MCC. And, you know, a young man made a contribution and he sent me this lengthy text of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him within days. This was a student, by the way. And if you can't make a $1,000 donation, please make a $500 donation, right? Please make a $500 donation. Whatever it is that you can, we want you to make that donation. Just bear with me one second because I have a question and I need to ask this question. I just need to make sure that before I announce the number that we've raised so far, we have the right numbers, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and reward you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us, inshallah. Bless all of us. If you can make a $1,000 donation, please make a $1,000 donation. If you're a fan, I know MCC is asking for every family to make a $250 contribution. Brothers and sisters, please, at the very least, generally I will say give whatever you can and please do that too. But if you can, please, at the very least, if you are a family that benefits from MCC, please make a $250 donation. With some of the pledges that we have received so far and with all the numbers accumulated so far, I'm being told that we are just a little north of $53,000 raised so far. Takbir. Say takbir in your home. Say takbir with your families. Right? Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Everyone that has given until now, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. Right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. It's not easy. I know it's not easy. And you know, I'm sure that there's so many people that are not attending this online event right now because it's a fundraiser. A lot of times, you know, at the masjid, on a lighter note, if I may, at the masjid, you're almost forced, you're there for Taraweeh, so we get you whether you like it or not. And, we speak to you and you are generous, no doubt. And even though you don't want to be there in that fundraiser and you don't want to be seated there, and you're waiting for Qadi Amr to begin his beautiful recitation in Salat al-Taraweeh, but because you're so generous and you're so beautiful, you still give. But sometimes, you know, when you're specifically being told that this online event tonight is a fundraiser, you're like, well, I'm not going to attend that. And so for those of you that are attending, may Allah double and triple and quadruple your rewards simply for attending. And for those of us that have been able to give whatever we have been able to give until now, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us. You know, with sadaqah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminds us that when we give sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes difficulties. When we give sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us. Right, when we give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the masjid, brothers and sisters, this is the house of Allah. If anyone is able to give to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's not you doing Allah a favor. That's Allah doing us a favor by choosing us to give. And the more we can give, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us, right? Allah says, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّ عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ Right? Allah is reminding, it is Allah who has done you a favor. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِسْلَامِ That Allah guided you to Islam. Right? This is, if we're able to give, that's Allah's favor unto us. Right, so please, I urge every single one of you to be as generous as possible. I know, and I apologize to Imam Zaid, I have cut into his time. I'm going to stop there, inshallah. You know, all of you are very, very generous. If by the way you have not given, you have not been able to give, you're not in a position to give, when you happen to be in a position to give, please give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the masjid. I urge all of you to reach out to a few friends and remind them and let them know that you gave to MCC this evening, and that MCC, for the first time in a very long time, is specifically asking for operations funds. And so please, please give to the operations funds. If in the next few days, in the next few weeks, and even in the next few months, Allah blesses you with a little more wealth, then please give to the MCC operation funds. If you wake up one morning and you decide that it's been a good day and you want to give something in gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that you have some need and you want to give sadaqah in advance, please keep MCC, our beloved masjid's operations funds, in your mind, and please contribute and continue to contribute towards that. Because when, we have expenses now, but when our doors will open, inshallah, very, very soon, we will be attending a beautiful masjid like it has always been. And we will continue to reap the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May these days and nights be blessed for all of you and your families. May Allah grant us His afwa, His forgiveness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us al halal rizq, increased rizq, barakah in our rizq. May Allah grant us good health. May Allah grant us afiyah and well-being, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us happy, smiling, and content at all times. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Oh, and I apologize. I completely forgot. I was supposed to, when I closed, ask Imam Zaid to join us and speak to us. Imam Zaid, we love you. We miss you dearly. Imam Zaid, for those of you that don't know, and those of you that do know, is out on the East Coast with family. He's been there for a little while. He will be returning soon, inshallah. So Imam Zaid, we ask you, and I personally ask you, to keep us in your du'as, in your prayers. We love you, we miss you, and we hope you can be back with us in our community soon and sooner, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. With that said, Imam Zaid.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ramadan Mubarak. Won't be able to say that too much longer. But may you have a blessed Ramadan, khitamuhu misk, and may the end of it be sealed with musk. We greet Imam Tahir, and it's always a pleasure to be with Imam Tahir, even virtually. But the virtual is only our bodies. The hearts are actually in touch with each other. Al-arwah junudun mujannada. So the spirits are arranged hosts. And that was before we came into this physical world. So the spirits have their own ways of communicating directly without the need for any sort of virtual means in between. Alhamdulillah, MCC, as you know, is the people's masjid. And it's a very beloved institution, beloved to my heart, I'm sure beloved, as obviously to Imam Tahir's heart. He shared a few anecdotes that clearly indicate that it's beloved to the hearts of everyone who's joining us. And MCC is doing all sorts of work. And not just there in Pleasanton, the reach of MCC extends throughout the Bay Area and beyond. It certainly extends into Oakland via the various collaborations that have occurred with the Lighthouse Mosque, be that in Zakat distribution, be that in supporting very generously the thrift store that the Lighthouse was running for a little while, and in many other tangible and intangible ways. I think it's very important for us to, and I'm not going to say anything until I encourage you to spend some more. As Imam Tahir said, the risk doesn't come from the economy. The economy in reality is just an illusion. This is one thing the coronavirus showed us. You know, some of our people, we won't say who, were boasting as late as February, we have the greatest economy in human history. And the greatest economy in human history was undone in 2 weeks by something so small you can't even see it. And so it's an illusion of strength. The reality of the human and the human condition is given clearly to Allah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll just mention two verses, the many verses in the Quran. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. The human has been created weak. We are weak, our systems are weak, our economics are weak, our politics are weak. Look how quickly this country's sliding into authoritarianism. Look at the divisions in this country. Look at the racial divides. On the one hand, a couple of white guys can stalk down a black jogger with a t-shirt and short pants on in broad daylight, say he's a burglar, like no backpack to put the proper stolen property in, no crowbars to get into the house, just a t-shirt and short, shoot him in cold blood and spend 2 months uncharged. On the other hand, a white mob can walk into the Michigan state capitol with swastikas and assault rifles, and nothing happens. Like, reverse that. Have a couple black guys armed with a shotgun and a 357 Magnum chase down a white jogger in broad daylight and shoot the guy. What's gonna happen to those black guys? They're gonna walk around for 2 months with no charges? They're gonna put them under the jail day one and get a black mob, or even an Arab mob, or Pakistani mob with nice beards, like Imam Tahir's beards, and get a bunch of assault rifles and go into any state capital and threaten the governor, what do you think is gonna happen? They're not gonna read them their Second Amendment rights, I can guarantee you. But look how it's unraveling. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. But Allah is Al-Qawi. Allah is Al-Qawi. Allah is Al-Aziz. Allah is Al-Mutakabbir. Allah is Al-Jabbar. Allah is Al-Qahhar. This is the reality. So Allah says the humans created weak, and anything we do is weak. In reality, even if it portrays the illusion of strength. And Allah tells us, Ya ayyuhannas, not the Muslims, all of humanity, أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. You are all in desperate need of Allah, and Allah is free of all need, worthy of all praise. That's the reality of our condition. So the economy doesn't give you wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you wealth. And Allah ta'ala withholds the wealth from whomsoever he pleases. As Imam Tahir said, some people are making money hand over fist in this coronavirus. Everyone's wishing they would have bought 3M stock. 3M makes the N95 mask. They wish they bought 3M stock like 3 months ago. Like, why didn't I buy 3M stock? Subhanallah. If you have some 3M stock, your stock is probably quadrupled. Allah gives the risk to whomsoever he pleases, and he withdraws the risk from whomsoever you please. And he says in a hadith Qudsi, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu an, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or it's direct from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think it's hadith Qudsi, fima yarwihi an Rabbi azza wa jal, anfiq yabna adama unfiq alayk. Spend, O child of Adam, I will spend on you. Anfiq, yabna Adama, unfiq alayk. Spend, O child of Adam, I will spend on you. So our receiving our risk is conditional on our continuing to spend. So you, if everyone out there has some sort of cash flow, they've already given a lot of those checks, and all of your tax filers, so most of you got a check. For what, $1,500 or $1,200 and $500 for every child, give some of that to MCC and Allah will continue to give you. Anfiq yabna Adama, unfiq alik. Spend, O child of Adam, I will spend on you. I will spend on you. And this is Ramadan, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was exceptionally generous. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajwada an-nasi wa ajwada ma yakunu fi Ramadan hina yalqahu Jibril fa yudarisuhu al-Quran. Fala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hina yalqahu Jibril fi Ramadan wa yudarisuhu al-Quran ajwada fi al-khayri min ar-rih al-mursila. He was more generous in Ramadan when Jibril came to review the Quran with him than the free-blowing men. This is a great opportunity to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't look at social isolation as a bad thing. Look at social isolation as an opportunity for divine intimacy. The great sage and scholar Ibn Ata'illah, rahimahullah ta'ala, in one of his aphorisms, he said, "Ma nafa'a al-qalba mithlu 'uzlatin yadkhulu biha maydana fikra." Nothing benefits the heart like isolation that enters the person into the realms of reflection. So we have a lot of time to think, but that reflection should be about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the uncertainty and trials and tribulations of this world that we will inevitably encounter. This is the dunya. This is the abode of trials and tribulations. This is what it is, brothers and sisters. Don't be surprised by it. We've just been spoiled. Humanity's been spoiled. The last time something like this happened, which was much worse, was a century ago, the 1918 so-called Spanish flu. So-called because it started here and our soldiers brought it to Europe. And then it was derogatorily attributed to Spain. Anyway, 26 million dead. Coronavirus, as of right now, 250,000 dead. That's 250,000 too many. But compare 250,000 to 26 million. Now, before that, the Black Plague of several centuries, many centuries ago, but in recorded history, and devastating the heartland of the Muslim world, 200 million dead. Think about that, 200 million dead, over half of the Earth's population at the time. Over half of the Earth's population at the time, wiped out. This is the reality. As Muslims, we know that the plague of Justinian, 50 million dead. Again, at that time, a large percentage of the world's population gone, and the vestiges of that plague afflicted the Muslims. So you had Ta'un al-Amyas, Ta'un al-Amyas, that took the likes of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, Shuhrajil, and many other of the luminaries of the companions in present-day Palestine or present-day Jordan, the Jordan River Valley. So this is the reality. This is the reality of the human condition. We need Allah. We need Allah, brothers and sisters, whether there's plague, whether there's pestilence, whether there's good times, bad times, we need Allah more in the good times than we do in the bad times. Or we should be turning to Allah, we should be turning to Allah more in the good times than we do in the bad times. Why? What does Allah say? Ta'arruf ilallahi fi raqa ya'rifka fi shiddah. Introduce yourself to Allah during the good times, the easy times. He will know you during the difficult times. So the easy times were the times we should have been getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, introducing ourselves. And you introduce yourself through your prayer, through your fasting, through your awrad and your afkar, your supplications, your invocations. This is how we introduce ourselves to our Lord. And He already knows us, but it's for our benefit. It's for our benefit. May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah bless us to carry the lessons of Ramadan through the year. And how do we do that? By continuing to do the things we were doing in Ramadan. Continuing to pray Qiyam al-Layl or Tahajjud. Continuing to read our Quran. Continuing to fast, not continuously, that might be a burden, but Mondays and Tuesdays, the white days, the three white full moon days. So continuing the good practices, as they say, there's nothing to it but to do it. Islam is a beautiful religion, brothers and sisters. One of the beauties is that it allows us to deviate from our normal pattern, but still know that we're following the prophetic guidance. That's beautiful. So we have a precedent for not praying in the masjid. During the times of heavy, heavy rain, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had the mu'adhin tell the people, "Sallu fi buyutikum." And Ibn Abbas, after him, radiallahu anhuma, gave the same order to the mu'adhin in his time. And when questioned, he said, "One better than me, who preceded me, gave this order. Pray in your houses so you don't get muddy and cold and you get sick from being drenched and soaked in this heavy rain. Sallu fi buyutikum." We have the precedent of Taraweeh being scattered many different jamaats. Before Umar gathered the people, radiallahu anhu, behind Ubay bin Ka'b, radiallahu anhu, there's a precedent there. It's not the norm, but these are not normal times. We have Imam Tahir said something in another context, but it's very beautiful if you ponder on it. The whole earth has been made a masjid for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can pray anywhere, and we're in the masjid. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. The entire earth has been made a masjid for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we can pray anywhere and we'll be in the masjid. La ilaha illallah. This is from the beauty of Islam. This is from the flexibility of Islam. And we're not comfortable a lot of times. We're used to the norm, but getting out of our comfort zone is one of the great means and to encourage spiritual growth. As the scholars of spiritual training say, مُقَالَفَ تُهَوَاكْ عَيْنُ دَوَائِكْ. To oppose what your soul inclines towards is the essence of its treatment. As we get comfortable, go to the masjid, it's more social than religion. We get there, we hang out with the fellas before Salat. We're having iftar, it's a big social gathering. And the imam has to break up the conversations and get us in a mind, in a frame of mind to pray. Just chit-chatting, catching up, chomping down, mashallah. And we get comfortable with that. Then after the prayer, we're in the parking lot for another half an hour, chit-chatting after we're in the masjid. And there's nothing wrong with that. My point is we get used to that and we get comfortable with that. And when something comes that disrupts that, it provides us an opportunity for spiritual growth because our hawa and our nafs become accustomed to something and they don't want us to leave it. But in leaving it, we subordinate them. And this brings our deeper spiritual powers to the fore. So it's a beautiful thing. This is our religion. There's a silver line in every storm cloud that may darken the sky of Islam temporarily. We just look for that silver lining. La ilaha illallah. May Allah bless all of you, give you tawfiq, give you taysir, give you qabool. So again, there's nothing to it but to do. Just do the good things you are doing and try to find someone to do them with. Even if it's virtual, just call up. You know, it's time for our weird latif that we were doing in Ramadan and we committed to do it after. Did you read your juz today? You know, start a club like some of the sisters, beautiful practice. They finish their Quran every month, a khatam of Quran, then they read du'as. And usually they write out the du'as, so it's a very specific du'a they don't forget. And they pray for the people that ask them for du'a. This, and they do this every month. And so we need brothers to start a group like that. We need the youth to start a group like that. This is where the good comes from. These are the foundations of good. Good is built on a platform, on a foundation. And these acts of righteous, pious people provide that platform. May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah give us kabul. May Allah ta'ala elevate our station. May Allah elevate your station. May Allah bless all of the wonderful people working to make this program possible. May Allah bless all of the MCC, the board, the teachers, the staff, the administrative personnel, wonderful, wonderful people deserving of your support. Deserving of your support. So brothers and sisters, again, I'll end as I started encouraging you to spin. Anfiq, ya ibn Adam, unfiq. Alaik, spend, O child of Adam, I will spend on you. So may Allah give you tawfiq, taysir, qabul, inayah, wa rimaya, wa hidayah, wa himayah, wa hidayah. Walhamdulillah, wa salat, wa salam, ala rasulillah, wa alihi, wa sahbihi, wa salam, tasliman, kathira, bismillah, rahman, rahim, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمع المرحومة وتفرقنا من بعد تفرق معصوما ولا تدع عندنا ولا فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم تقبل منا زدنا ولا تنقصنا اللهم أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ببركة القرآن العظيم وبحرمة من أرسلته رحمة للعالمين سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تقبل منا ما قدمنا إليك في شهرك المعظم رمضان من الصلاة والزكاة والقيام والصيام وتلاوة القرآن، فتقبل هذا منا يا الله، تقبل هذا منا يا الله، تقبل هذا منا يا الله. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والغنى والعفاف والمغفرة. اللهم بارك لنا وارحمنا وانصرنا واحفظنا في هذه الأيام، أيام الأزمة كورونا فيروس يا الله، فحفظنا من هذا الشر يا الله، وارفعه عنا يا الله، وارفعه عنا يا الله، وارفعه عنا يا الله، وما دام معنا يا الله فاجعلنا من الصابرين، فاجعلنا من الصابرين والصابرات والعابدين والعابدات والزاهدين والزاهدات والصالحين والصالحات والمتوكلين عليك ومتوكلات يا الله. إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والغنى والعفاف والمغفرة، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم تقبل منا، ها نحن واقفون عند بابك يا الله في شهرك يا الله، فلا تردنا يا الله خائبين، بل ردنا سالمين غانمين فالحين. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ببركة القرآن العظيم وبحرمة من أرسلت رحمة للعالمين. اللهم الحقنا بالصالحين، اللهم الحقنا بالمتقين، اللهم الحقنا بالمجاهدين، اللهم الحقنا بالصابرين، اللهم الحقنا بالتائبين، اللهم الحقنا من مع الذين يعملون في خدمة هذا الدين يا رب العالمين. نسألك ذلك ونتوسل إليك بكل بجميع الأعمال الخيرات قام بها عبادك يا الله في شهرك رمضان المعظم. نتوسل إليك بهذه الأعمال الصالحات يا الله، بكل ما قام به عبادك الصالحين في شهرك رمضان، بكل صلاة وبكل كل كرش من الزكاة وبكل آيات من القرآن وبكل توبة وكل استغفارة وبكل تسبيحة وبكل حلقلة وبكل تهليلة وبكل عمل الخير قام بها أحد من خلقك يا الله، نتوسل إليك بذلك يا الله، ونسألك القبول يا الله، ونسألك الإخلاص يا الله، وزيادة الإخلاص يا الله، وإدامة الإخلاص يا الله، وزيادة الخيرات يا الله في شهرك رمضان يا الله، وفي آخر شهرك رمضان في أيام والليالي العشر يا الله. نسألك في هذا اليوم يا الله أن تتقبل منا وزدنا ولا تنقصنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين ببركة القرآن العظيم وبحرمة من أرسلته رحمة للعالمين، سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة عيوننا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم من توفيته منا يا الله فتوفه على الإيمان، ومن أحييته منا يا الله فأحيه على الإسلام. أنت مولانا يا الله، نسألك من فضلك وجودك وخيرك وسقائك وكرمك ورحمتك أن توفقنا إلى ما أنت تحب وترضاه يا الله، وفقنا يا الله إلى ما أنت تحب وترضاه يا الله، وفقنا يا الله بما أنت تحبه يا وترضاه يا الله. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يبلغنا أو يقربنا حبك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وبيحب وبيحب وحب من يحبك وحب العمل يحب العمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. نسألك ذلك يا الله, نسألك ذلك يا الله, نسألك ذلك يا الله في شهرك رمضان المعظم. اللهم إن اللهم اجعل في قلوبنا نورا وفي أبصارنا نورا وفي أسماعنا نورا وفي بين أيدينا نورا ومن خلفنا نورا وعن يميننا نورا عن شمائلنا نورا ومن فوقنا نورا ومن تحتنا نورا وفي جلدنا نورا وفي لحمنا نورا وفي دمنا نورا وفي عظامنا نورا وفي شعرنا نورا وفي كل ذرة في هذه الأجسام يا الله نورها يا الله نورها يا الله نورها نورها يا الله بحقك 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 يا الله. نسألك ذلك يا الله بحبك لنبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما اللهم بارك لنا فيما بقي من رمضان, اللهم بارك لنا فيما بقي من رمضان, اللهم باركنا فيما بقي من رمضان. أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الفاتحة. استعين بالشراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير الضالين آمين.
Jazakallah khairan to all of you who joined our Ramadan fundraising event today. May Allah put barakah in your ibadats. May Allah increase you in your risk. I am especially thankful to Imam Zaid Shakir for leading us in a beautiful dua, and Imam Tahir Anwar who showed us that we might be in quarantine and we might not be able to visit our mosques, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's whole earth is our worshiping and gathering place, and we continue to take his name and we continue to pray for all of us to gather again at MCC or at our places of worship. May Allah increase our teachers, our scholars, and continue to bless us to be in their company. Ameen. I just wanted to give you a short update that so far we have raised $64,750, which alhamdulillah to all of you. May Allah bless you for donating online, but please do continue to spread the word, continue to give as much as you can, even if it's a small amount. Do not shy away from it, and ask your friends, your family members, your community members to donate, because without your support, MCC will not be able to do what it is known to do, provide you all these wonderful scholars and provide assistance to those who need assistance in their times of need. May Allah be with you. I wish you and I pray for you for a blessed the last few nights of Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.